This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Those of us on the outside can't know for sure, but it does seem a safe bet that item number one on the to-do list for once and present Disney CEO Bob Iger is to stop the bleeding at the company's streaming business, Disney Plus most specifically, which we learned a couple of weeks ago lost a cool $1.5 billion in Disney's third quarter, $1.5 billion in 3 months. So, why number two for us today? Why is streaming so hard? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
It's a whole new world for streaming these days, says Charles Schrager, a marketing professor at NYU and former HBO executive. After years of chasing growth at any expense, the industry is up against a sobering reality.
Streaming is a terrible business.
He says streamers are now in a bind. They can't count on more subscribers in an already saturated market, but they can't afford to pull back on expensive content either, because competition is fierce.
The consumer's getting used to being able to switch between service and service. All you got to do is press a button and you unsubscribe.
Keeping consumers engaged with new content is especially important to Disney, says Michael Pachter, an analyst with Wedbush Securities.
They have the other competing concern of creating content on Disney Plus that has value beyond Disney Plus.
By pushing business to theatrical releases, theme parks, and merchandising. So if cost cutting isn't a great path to turn a profit,
the quicker fix is raise price.
Which Disney is doing starting December 8th. The cost for Disney Plus will increase from $7.99 to $10.99 a month if you want the service with no ads. Like Netflix, Disney is also rolling out a lower-priced ad-supported tier.
I'm sure it's going to be welcomed by advertisers who are thirsty to infect any sort of entertainment that people enjoy.
Ross Benish is an analyst at Insider Intelligence. He says this trend of higher prices or more ads, you know, the stuff cord cutters were trying to escape, well, it's here to stay.
Streaming is only going to get worse for consumers. The best days are behind us. And that's because everyone has to make money.
That's not exactly a fairy tale ending. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.